You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
11 players on one side, 11 players on the other side. A big piece of grass, a couple of goals and one ball. The aim of the game is to score the most goals in those big looking holes guarded by glove trolls. He shoots, he scores, scoring the goals. He shoots, he scores, scoring the goals.
Hello, everybody, and welcome along to the League Podcast with William Hill. Alex Dunn and Pete Farries here to guide you through the best bets in the Championship across the coming weekend. Six games to go out shortly, two televised ones as well. But I'm Alex Dunn, and this is Mr. Pete Farries. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, everyone. Or afternoon, or whenever you're listening to this, hello.
Yeah, we don't care when you listen, as long as you do listen. And hopefully we can have a winner or two on this podcast. Not an easy week, I wouldn't say, Pete. Just having a quick scan of the games before recording here. And there isn't one game that looks a really obvious banker at the prices. Middlesbrough, obviously, the shortest priced side there at home to Forest. You'd probably expect them to win. We're not going to focus on that game in any detail. But there isn't one side that makes you go, wow, that's fantastic. It looks like a pretty tight weekend and could be a key one, couldn't it, at both ends of the table?
Absolutely, yeah. I think there's one team that I kind of go, wow, in terms of the price. And there's a couple that I'm more than happy to play the outsider. You know, I'm more than happy to play the outsider in terms of the betting in two or three of these games this weekend. You're absolutely right. Borough, the shortest price at 4-7. I'd probably play that despite their woes, of course, against their Bristol City last weekend. But we're not talking too much about Borough today, although that 4-7 looks relatively short. I think it's pretty backable. The club sold, I think, almost 23,500 tickets already for the game at the weekend. So it should be a packed-out Riverside.
Mm. Right, well, we'll start with the early game on Saturday. It's QPR against Wolves Saturday at 12:30. And QPR are 5-4. The draw is 2-1 and Wolves in the betting at 11-5. Two sides who certainly would want to be higher up the table than they are. Wolves had been in really good nick prior to their home loss against Cardiff. They sit in 10th place and may still be harbouring hopes of a playoff spot, but they are 8 points off 6th place Sheffield Wednesday going into this, so they will have to pick up the pace. The same could be said for QPR. They're just 3 points behind Wolves. They've lost Charlie Austin, but a really good win at Rotherham when we last saw them. And if they can continue that form through the rest of the season, Jimmy Floyd Hasselbaink is almost going to be given a free rein to do what he wants this season, if you like. I don't think he'll be judged on anything that happens from now to the end of the season. He may experiment a little, but if he can gain some consistency, that's going to bode well for the rest of his tenure there and next season. And I thought this was a pretty tight one to call, Pete, particularly at the prices.
I think Wolves are an absolutely incredible bet here.
Okay.
I think they're an incredible bet here. They're 11-5 on the outrights, as you say, quite rightly. You're looking at a draw no bet market of 13-10, which is also incredible. QPR are hard to beat at home. Let's be absolutely honest about that. Hull have won here, Forest have won here, that's it. But there's been a few, how can we put it, close shaves as well. I'm thinking back to Brighton, where Charlie Austin got a late brace to get something out of that game when QPR were 2-0 down. And to be honest with you, I know that they've got some good players. They've signed well. Connor Washington is a Championship player. I saw him earlier in the season. He's absolutely superb. But generally speaking, I don't really worry about them beating Wolves here. Like I say, the only thing that could kill you is the draw, but that's why you play the draw no bet in the market. You know, that's why the odds against draw no bet is there for you. Wolves, they went through a horrible phase, didn't they? And the season's still been a bit of a nasty one for them. But they're only, 8 points off promotion. They got battered by Cardiff last time out in a game that I think everyone was a little surprised to see. But before that, they'd gone 4 wins in a row. They'd beaten Brighton at the Amex as well. I love the price on Wolves here. Like I say, use it to take your draw, no bets or whatever. But I love the enhanced odds as well. Misha Giroud to score and Wolves to win is 6-1. Now, he got a brace in his first game. He scored in that loss against Cardiff. I've been talking this guy up for ages and ages and ages. And he's finally obviously signed and he's finally beginning to play. 21-10, Misha Giroud is an absolutely brilliant anytime. But I think Wolves win this. I mean, You could look at your both teams to score. I don't think there's anything even remotely wrong with the both teams to score market at even money, especially when you consider that, you know, for QPR at home, it's landed in the last three in a row, not landed too much before that. I don't mind that. I don't mind even Wolves and both teams to score, because the two games that QPR have lost this season, they have scored in. That's 6-1. But for me, with the form and the wins that Wolves have got in their pocket, up against the QPR side who are going through a bit of a transition, have lost the man who got them so many points this season, the win against Leeds, those points against Brighton. I could keep going with Charlie Austin. That is a big man to replace. And even though Connor Washington is an exceptional player, they ain't replaced him. Wolves are a pro Wolves bet here. Definitely the way in.
OK, next up is Burnley against Derby. This is the Monday night game, and what a cracker it could be as well. It is fourth against third going into the weekend's fixtures. And Burnley are priced up at 6-4, the draw 2-1, Derby at 9-5. Burnley have been really, really impressive in the last couple of games. Away wins at MK Dons 5-0. And a 3-1 away at Brentford. Prior to that, a creditable 0-0 draw at home to Ipswich and a 4-0 demolition of Bristol City. So they're scoring plenty of goals, they're looking dangerous, and they come up against the Derby side who aren't in the best form. A 2-2 draw at Leeds, followed by a 2-0 defeat at the Riverside at Middlesbrough, a 1-1 draw at home to Reading, and a 3-0 defeat by Birmingham has left Derby, well, needing a win, really, to keep the pressure on Hull in second place for those automatic spots. But with Burnley just a point behind them, this is an absolutely massive game. And again, the betting is priced up here, Pete, as though the traders aren't really sure which way it's going to go. And I have to say, I'd be the same. Do you have a strong view on this one?
Yeah, I do. I'd go Burnley. Okay. My favourite bet in this game is actually over two and a half goals, Alex, which is 11-8. Now, you're looking at Burnley having landed that themselves, just themselves, in the game that they've scored in three of the last five.
That's a very big price, isn't it?
It's huge. 11-8. Mm. You're telling me this is an 11-8 game for overs on the goals? You know, I know that, for example, they drew 0-0 against Ipswich. They drew 1-1 against Brighton. Good teams they've drawn against. These two met earlier in the season, of course, and drew 0-0. But ultimately, you're still giving me a price that's far too big. And yes, Derby have had good away forms and good away wins. They've won at Ipswich, they've won at Hull recently. But their form is not great. You know, they've obviously spent money on Blackman. George Thorne is getting back to fitness. Will Hughes is on his way back to fitness, although there's rumours of a £1.1 million bid from Everton for Will Hughes. £1.1 million.
Not much,
imagine
is it?
That. Imagine that for Will Hughes. Mm. But the point is that Burnley, with the way that they've been playing so far this season, deserve to be respected here. And don't forget, if I take you through their home form, I like doing this sometimes. I know that you can always go, it's 10 wins from 11, but until you actually hear it, 2-2 draw against Birmingham. This is their home form this season. 2-2, 1-0 win, 3-1 win, 2-1 win, a 2-1 loss to Reading, 2-0 win, 2-1 win, 3-1 win, a 1-1 against Brighton, a 2-0 loss to Preston, then 4-0, 4-0, and 0-0. The point is that their home form is absolutely blistering. Yeah. So I actually do have a strong opinion on this. I am playing Burnley. Burnley are in my ACCA that I've put together for the weekend in the Championship. You can look at your goal scorers, of which there is many. George Boyd has 2-2 and is 7-2 to make that 3-3. Joey Barton has 2-2 and is 9-2 to make that 3-3. Scott Arfield scored a screamer against Brentford and probably had 3 or 4 other chances. He's 9-2. I'm just going to take a little break from Andre Gray, who's not 100% fit, although he does love to bag at home, so maybe 13-8 anytime is a nice little play. Listen, no one's saying that Derby are awful. No one's saying that that they may not be in the playoffs at the end of the season. You know, I'm not writing them off. I'm just saying their form at the moment isn't good enough to make me want to take a punt on them in this market at Burnley at 9-5. You know, you start giving me bigger prices and I'll start to consider it. But 6-4 Burnley, that's got to be the play. And I've got to say, I'm a big, big fan of George Boyd in this game. It's 7-2. The best bet of all, though, in this match, overs, is 11-8.
Very, very big price indeed. Next up then, Bolton against MK Dons. Bolton are 6-4, the draw 2-1, and MK Dons are 9-5. Two sides who came through their respective ties in the FA Cup replays in midweek, so they'll have had confidence boosters, if nothing else, and both sides needed one, didn't they? Because MK Dons have been struggling of late. We mentioned earlier that Burnley went there and smashed them the other week, but they did beat Reading at home last week, and that was a big win for them. They're now in 20th place, 2 points clear of Bristol City in 22nd and in the relegation spots. Bolton are 7 points adrift of Bristol City. They've lost three in a row in the league. They're not very good. We've mentioned so many times the problems that are going on at Bolton. This isn't any easier, Pete. 6-4. I mean, they're actually favourites to win this. And I don't know about you, I couldn't make them favourites to win many games at the minute. That said, MK Dons, they're no world beaters, but at 9-5, they've got to be a bit tempting here.
Yeah, this is an interesting one because Bolton at home this season, as we've discussed several times, aren't that bad, are they? They've lost narrowly to Birmingham, narrowly to Cardiff, and they were beaten last time out 2-0 to Huddersfield. Other than that, at home, they're good, yeah?
On the whole, they're hard to beat, aren't they? Yeah. Yes, harder to beat, at least.
The MK Dons, though, were awful away from home. That's the problem you've got here. They've only scored 2 in their last 5 away from home. And really, the only time they've looked good away from home was the first day of the season when they hit 4 past Rotherham. You know, you look at that 4, they then scored goals at Burnley and Bristol City, at Brighton, at Forest and at Leeds. So since the opening day of the season, they've scored 5 away goals. Do you want to back MK Dons? A team who've scored 5 away goals?
Not massively.
Outside of the opening day 4, I should make clear?
Yeah.
No. Mm. No, you don't want to, do you? I'm going to play Bolton here. I'm not putting them into my ACCA, but I do like the price at 6-4. They are a tough team to beat. And the thing is, as much as that Eastleigh game, you know, frustrating for me, who had the Eastleigh to qualify as 7-4 and twice watch them get into good positions and twice watch them blow it, Alex. But that may have taken a bit out of them. But don't forget, MK Dons ran through Northampton, a very, very good side. But again, that was at the Stadium MK. You know, when they went to Northampton, it was a 2-2 draw. And it was an 82nd or 83rd minute goal from Maynard that got them to have the replay in the first place. Away from home, their style of football, which I do admire Carl Robinson sticking to, but it doesn't, for me, work. It's not going to get him wins. It's just not. Now, one man who's scoring goals is Gary Medine. 21-10, Gary Medine, at any time in this game. He's got 5 this season. But when you look at the fact that, 3 of those have come in the last 6, you have to respect that at 21-10. But again, you scroll down your market here, over 2.5 match goals. Don't know who's priced the overs up in the Championship this week, but I think they're generous folk, whoever they are. Over 2.5 is 23-20. Now, look at Bolton's last 5 matches in the league, I should again make clear. 4-0, 1-0, 2-0, 3-2, 3-0. Their most recent home games, 1-1, 3-2, 2-1, 1-0, 2-0. Excuse me. And again, the fact of the matter is that the MK Dons, while they're away games, because they don't score, are massively, are relatively low on goals. I think Bolton are really going to fancy this. But if they open up, then MK Dons are the kind of team who can open up back. So I would play the overs here again at 23-20. But for me, I'm going to take a rare punt on Bolton to win a game.
Okay, Bolton the pick in that game. Next up is Reading against Sheffield Wednesday. Reading are 5-4, the draw 2-1, and Sheffield Wednesday are 11-5. Sheffield Wednesday in 6th spot. They've won 3 in a row in the league coming into this, and are widely acknowledged to be one of the form sides in the Championship. So why are they the outsiders against a Reading side who've been a bit indifferent this season, very much in and out? Could it be that Sheffield Wednesday's form on the road hasn't been fantastic, Pete? Of course, they're doing so well in the league based on their fantastic home form, that obviously means that their away form hasn't been quite so good. But I was surprised to see the difference in price between these two sides.
Wednesday the pick, aren't they?
I think they might be. I mean, 11-5 for a side who are in as good a form as they are. And as I said, Reading, they are a bit inconsistent, aren't they?
I mean Sheffield Wednesday have made a couple of... I've got a kind of a weird record away from home because they've lost 5 times. Some of the teams who've beaten them, Ipswich, kind of fair enough. Burnley, fair enough. Middlesbrough, fair enough. But then the other two are the MK Dons and Charlton, who obviously are going through what is a horrible thing to witness right now and second bottom. But this is the thing. Wednesday are a weird side, but they've strengthened this week. Joe Bennett at left back, I think, is a very, very good signing. And yes, Reading at home of late have been pretty decent. And of course, have also beaten Middlesbrough and Ipswich at home this year. But they've lost to QPR, to Brentford. The most three recent wins are Bolton, so what? Blackburn, so what? Bristol City, kind of so what? So I completely agree with you. When I was looking at the pricing tier, and I thought, hang on, in this division, barring kind of any of the teams in the playoff places or maybe one or two below at the most, should Sheffield Wednesday be 11-5 against anyone?
Mm. Not for me, anyway.
No, I mean, outside of those big teams in the league or the teams playing brilliantly, should they be 11-5 against anyone, home or away? And the answer is quite frankly just no. It's just no. Well, as for goal scorers, there's no Gary Hooper, obviously, in this game, but Fernando Forestieri is 21-10 in this match. And again, I just think you've got to play that one, Alex. I mean, 11 goals this season. He's basically just bagging for fun at the moment. And a player who seems to be arguably one of the signings of the season in the Championship. I don't know why you'd look at him. You look at the Reading side of it, and I just don't know where tons of goals are coming from. Look, ultimately, you were getting Sheffield Wednesday, draw no bet in this game, at 5-4. Now, should Sheffield Wednesday be 5-4 against anyone in this league, home or away, draw no bet?
Mm.
Again, outside of that top six, the answer is no, they shouldn't. 5-4, an absolutely exceptional, exceptional draw no bet price. Sheffield Wednesday, arguably one of the best bets of the week at 11-5.
Okay, the penultimate game on this week's podcast is Fulham against Hull. Fulham are 5-2, the draw 23-10, and Hull are even money. Fulham, who've been struggling this season throughout, score plenty of goals, but let plenty in as well. They're in 19th place. In second place are Hull. Hull have only scored one more goal than Fulham, but they have let in 21 less. Only 18 goals conceded by Hull all season. That's the second best in the division. And that makes this game a little bit tricky to call because it could be, you know, 3-3. It could be 0-0. Whatever happens, Hull at even money are going to tempt a lot of people here, Pete. But we know, we've fallen into this trap before, that away from home, Hull are not quite the same side that they are at home. That said, that doesn't mean they're not going to win this, but I just urge a bit of caution. What did you make of the game?
Yeah, I would urge a little bit of caution, but I'd still play the even money.
All right.
I'd still play it. Because let's just take Hull's form away from home, okay? They started with a draw against Wolves, then lost at Charlton, lost at Brighton. They then went on to win four of the next five away from home without conceding. They drew against Wednesday and Bristol City, and yes, they've lost against Leeds, Rotherham and Preston. But they did go away last time out, importantly, and it was a last-minute away win at QPR. But for me, at even money, for a side who hit six against Charlton without conceding, two against Cardiff without conceding, three past Burnley, and again, I know they're all at home, these three, but then they've won 2-1 at QPR. The fact they're scoring absolutely tons of goals, the fact that Abel Hernandez is looking like some kind of man utterly possessed in front of goal at the moment. I mean, you know, this is a guy this season with 14 goals in 22 league games. Now, as much as, weirdly, Fulham are one of the top goal scorers in the division as a side, they concede a load, which is why they are where they are. Mm. And Abel Hernandez has all those goals this season, and he's 13-10 any time in this game. He had a hat-trick last time out. You know, before that, he scored against Cardiff. He scored away from home as well. In the last away game to win 2-1 against QPR. So it's not like the former Palermo boy is just happened now. He's been doing it for ages. So that's got to be a play. Over 2.5 match goals. Again, Alex, is even money here. And the way that Fulham score, the way that they concede, that's got to be a consideration.
Mm.
It's got to be more than a consideration. I mean, at home this season, we've seen 4-0, 3-0, 4-2, a 5-2 at Craven Cottage, of course. The 4-1 against Rotherham, the 2-2 against Brentford. Over 2.5 is even money. But as much as Hull's away form, and you're right to urge caution, and I think it's important that we make it very clear to the listener that, look, Hull away from home, maybe not the cop that they once were, you know, earlier in the season. But it's not like they haven't shown anything away all season, is it? Do you know what I mean?
No, I agree, yeah.
They won 4 or 5. You know, if they'd gone all season being dreadful at home, away from home, I should say, then maybe you could kind of go, right, yeah, let's not. But it's a nasty run, which maybe they're coming out the other side of. They won the head-to-head 2-1 earlier in the season. Again, a relatively late goal, but they still won it. So, for me, all these markets are brilliant. But in terms of a short price, yes, Borough at 4-7 are considerable. But I think Hull, at even money, are backable.
Okay. Right, next up is the final game, and it's Birmingham against Ipswich. Birmingham are in the betting at 17-10. The draw 2-1, and Ipswich are 8-5. Birmingham come here off the back of a fantastic win at Derby and sit just on the fringes of the playoffs as things stand. They're unbeaten in 4 in the league and have come up against a couple of decent outfits in that time as well. So they'll be looking up here, and they come up against an Ipswich side who are on a long unbeaten run, but of late they've just been a little bit laboured, I think it's fair to say. They lost in midweek in the Cup at Portsmouth. Mick McCarthy fielded a very weakened side there, so I wouldn't read too much into that. But they could only draw at home to Preston last week, and what looked a strong playoff charge all of a sudden looks like a could really do with getting a result at Birmingham. I say that, and I sound quite negative towards Ipswich, but they are on an unbeaten run, Pete. They are hard to beat, and they are a good side, and this should be a good game.
They'll win it. They will win it for me. Okay. As you quite rightly said, he fielded a weak side against Portsmouth, came out afterwards and said, none of my fringe players have given me a headache. He said, it's confirmed to me what I pretty much already knew, which is the best players are the ones who play most weeks. So obviously, you know, that's not a big deal. And also, with the fringe players having played, you know that this Ipswich Town side is actually pretty fresh as well. Birmingham obviously didn't have any more FA Cup after getting knocked out by Bournemouth. I mean, listen, their win away at Derby was something special, wasn't it? Because it wasn't just a narrow victory. They absolutely smashed them. And at home, look, they've won their last three. But are you telling me that Brentford, the MK Dons or Cardiff are of the quality of Ipswich? No. Away from home, Ipswich have been absolutely brilliant this season. They've lost just 3 times. They've hit 5 at Rotherham, 3 at Charlton. I know not teams as good as Birmingham, but they've won at Brighton, don't forget, as well. They've won at Leeds, which, even though they're not a great side, it's still a tough place to go sometimes. And they've just, off the back of a 0-0 draw at Burnley. And again, I was looking through these prices here and I thought, 8-5. Because, yes, Birmingham's home form appears to be turning. Their form, generally, appears to be turning. You know, Jack Mahoma, for example, has scored in back-to-back home games. So you'd say, why wouldn't I look at Jack Mahoma anytime? For me, you know, it's not the worst price in the world at 11-4 anytime, but I'm not sure I'd go crazy over it. But Ipswich are 8-5 here. And what you said at the beginning of the podcast, Alex, it looked like quite a tough week. I initially thought that. But when I was browsing through, I thought, actually, look at the Wednesday price. Look at, even though the away form's not great, look at the whole price. Look at the Ipswich price. Look at some of the prices on some of these very, very, very good teams in this division this weekend. And all of a sudden, it starts to look like just a great weekend for bets. The draw no bets we put up, the draw no bets are odds against. You know, you can put your hackers together with that. I just think it's absolutely incredible. Ipswich have conceded just 1 in 5 away from home. And again, 8-5 has got to be, quite frankly, a play. It is as pure and as simple as that for me, this game. That Birmingham and by no stretch of the imagination chumps, their home form's beginning to turn around, but against much weaker sides than Ipswich, who are ripping it up away from home this season, and 8-5 is just too big a price.
Okay. Right then, we'll move on to Naps, shall we? No Jason Lewis this week. It's Jack Critchley on the League 1 and 2 podcast, just below us here on the playlist. So tune into that to hear his thoughts on the best of the action in League 1 and 2, as well as his Nap, where we'll put the treble together. So his pick, my pick, and your pick, Pete. I'm going for Crewe Wigan in League One. Both score, no draw. Crewe struggling at the bottom. Wigan have been in fantastic form. But Crewe are 5-1 in the match, and I don't think any side should be quite that big at home in that division. Couldn't really find an angle to back Crewe on the outrights or anything like that. But both score, no draw. Crewe, I think, 1 draw in 12. Wigan only 4 in 15. Both score no draw. 13-8 is my Nap this weekend.
I like that. I saw Wigan last Saturday, actually, on what was officially the coldest day of all of humanity. but Reece James was incredible, the left back. He's gone for a bad run of form, but he was incredible on Saturday. But I saw arguably the best performance of the season from one individual player. Which was Michael Jacobs.
Okay.
He's their form player at the moment. He's got, I think, 8 goals this season. He scored against Chesterfield. He probably could have had 2 more. He is serious, serious gravy, and he's 7-4 any time, and he's bagging goals. You can look at Max Power as well, by the way, who scored an absolutely stunning goal from distance, and again could have had maybe one or two more. He's 17-5. Look at Jacobs and look at Power in those matches, because those two boys are serious, serious, serious players.
Mm. No, as I said, Wigan are in a fantastic form. I just thought that Crewe, at the prices, are a good value to nick a goal. They have been scoring a few for a side that are struggling. Well, they're not boring to watch, put it that way. So I'm hoping there'll be a few goals in that one. Both score no draw in that at 13-8 is my nap. If you want a full preview of that, then listen to the other podcast, because that's one of the featured games that Jack will be looking at. What is the nap in the Championship, Mr. Farries?
Well, I finally landed one after a little while away from victory the other day. And again, I mean, I put up a 7-1 a couple of weeks ago, and I looked at this 6-1 for Misha Giroud to score and Wolves to win. And I thought, 6-1, you love that bet, Pete. Do it, do it, do it. In the end, I didn't do it.
Okay.
sorry about that. But it looked brilliant. And ultimately, it was overs in the Burnley game at 11-8. You know, we took you through the form earlier in the podcast. It just looks at over 2.5 at that price, an insane bet with the way that Burnley are scoring goals at the moment. You know, the way they're ripping up. They were in 45 against Brentford was absolutely unbelievable, that first 45. Now, they were garbage second 45. Let's make that clear. But you know that Derby have got goals in them. I know that Burnley have absolutely got goals in them. So I'm going to play over 2.5 match goals in that game on Monday night at 11-8.
Okay. Over 2.5 in the Burnley Derby game for Pete. Crewe against Wigan, I should say. Both score no draw, 13-8 for me. And like I said, we'll tie those two and Jack's selection together in the other podcast and come up with a tasty treble for you listeners. Great stuff, Pete. Pleasure talking to you as always. And we'll catch up with you next week. Best luck with all your bets.
Thanks very much, pal.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.